Street at Today SOR.
Summer flowers are fading, the days are getting shorter and chillier, but there's still plenty to be getting on with in the garden. In fact, autumn is the prime time to get a lot of tasks ticked off. Gardening expert Marie Staunton is here to tell us how to make the most of our autumn gardens. Still perhaps time to get one or two queries. We've had lots. 51551. Thanks indeed, Marie, for coming in.
You're very welcome.
Great summer for gardeners in general, but a bad year for the lilies. Tell me about the dreaded lily beetle.
Yeah, we have this lily beetle that seems to have found its way into our Irish gardens, and it's bright red. You might notice it on your bigger lilies. It doesn't affect day lilies, but it affects the big lilies, the trumpet lilies. Bright red, so you can actually see her. But unfortunately, she lays huge amount of eggs on the leaves. So you can use a treatment, and it's a kind of an organic treatment, neem oil from the neem tree seed, and you mix it with it's like 5 mils, so a little teaspoon, with a litre of water. Squirt a washing up liquid, but you have to spray the leaves and make sure you get all the leaves, because that's what kills the grubs.
Does it only affect lilies?
It does, yeah.
Okay, now, keeping colour in your garden into the autumn, and indeed, what you can do maybe to make sure you get a bit of colour come Christmas.
Yeah, this is the difficult... Well, it's not really the difficult time of the year. You've got sedums that are flowering now. You've got euchomus, you've got beautiful lobelias.
Beautiful,
I brought
bunch.
In a little bunch for you, yeah. Just because I'm a visual sort of person, I have to kind of bring in the little bunch of flowers to show. Calcularia, this is a beautiful yellow flowering. It's a woody kind of perennial. And then its little cousin, the orange one, which is Calcularia integrifolia, Kentish Hero. If I don't give you the Latin names, you won't be able to get them. So if I give you the whole Latin name, you'll be able to get them. So you have Astrantia. If you've cut back and deadheaded, like I kind of told you the last time, you'll still have flowers on the Astrantia. You've got beautiful heleniums, absolutely gorgeous yellow heleniums coming in, coreopsis. So there's a mound of colour, an absolute...
And that is at a deep blue in the right in the centre of that
yeah,
bunch.
It's like, that's lobelia. You know, you're used to seeing lobelia in hanging baskets, the little yes. bedding lobelia. This is the perennial, herbaceous perennial. So you'll have that, it's like an amethyst colour, and then you'll have a red cardinalis. Really beautiful.
Herbaceous
well
perennial
perennials.
Lobelia.
Yeah, yeah. Gorgeous.
I'm on the way to the garden centre to get some of that. Now you've got some little plants there that you.
So, Sweet William, you know, these days people have a kind of a thing about, oh, that's an old-fashioned owl plant, the owl Sweet William. Absolutely gorgeous and well worth, you know, putting into borders, because they're the type of thing that keep things kind of going in a garden. And you've got wallflowers that will come in next spring. So you're putting seed in August, July, August for wallflowers and Sweet William. Now these are in the garden centres. They won't sell stuff in the garden centres that aren't flowering. So mm-hmm. they have to bring in stuff that is flowering. So these are coming in now. You'll have wallflowers even in flower, which shouldn't be.
Yeah, but if you were to get some of those Sweet Williams and plant them, how long will they last?
Well, they could last if you deadhead all through the winter coming into spring next year. They'll re-sprout. And same with the wallflowers would be the same. But wallflowers look particularly beautiful with tulips, bulbs for next year, you know.
And plants then, like foxgloves, forget-me-nots?
Foxgloves and forget-me-nots they're coming in next spring. So if you're going to, buy foxgloves or forget-me-not seed, forget-me-not seed all over the place. So if you have them from last year, they'll just drop their seed wherever they may, and they'll come up all around next year and beautiful again with tulips.
Now, speaking of seeds, what about collecting seeds from your plants? I mean, sweet pea would be an obvious example.
Yeah, lunaria, all those sort of things. So you need a brown paper bag. Don't put them in a plastic bag. Brown paper bag and just hold the bag underneath the seed head of the flower and put the flower into the bag and tap it, and all the seeds will kind of fall off it, and then just label it. I'm a great believer in labelling stuff, because with the best will in the world, you go off and have a cup of tea and you come back and say, I wonder what was that I put into that bag, you know?
Yeah. Is it a good time to be planting bulbs now for your spring flowers then?
Yeah, you're getting to that stage now, so they're all coming into the garden centres, and you've got your first kind of tranche of getting the stuff into the ground is your daffodils. You have kind of till November to get the tulips in. Your irises will start coming into the garden centres as well. So iris bulbs, you've got your tulips and your daffodils. Can I just make a little mention about tulips? I've kind of stopped using the 14-inch, 16-inch tulips, because usually when they're coming into their own, we get hailstones and they're mashed to a pulp in the ground. So I kind of go for the shorter ones now. So they become like a bouquet in a pot or in the ground. So if you can go do a mix of longer ones and shorter ones, you'll have a great display.
That's very interesting. Yeah. And what about where to plant them? I mean, should you plant them in pots or just plant them where you want them to grow and to flower?
So if you are the type of person that buys bulbs every year and you have no room left, you should put them into pots, 3 to 5 to a pot. Make sure there's plenty of compost over them. And then store them, and when you see gaps, run out and put the pot into where the gap is.
Put the pot where the gap is.
Yeah, and then you know then to put them in for next year. Because if you're digging up all the time, you're going to dig up the bulbs that you put in a couple of years ago.
When should you sow sweet pea for next year?
So sweet pea, you're going to do it now. And that they will get nice and bushy and be ready ahead of the posse for next year. If you're going to put them in sow seed next year for sweet pea, they'll just take a little longer to come into flower.
So you sow them now, say in mid-September, and what then?
So they'll germinate.
Where do you sow them? Do you sow them where you want them to go?
In your little containers.
Yes.
So you'd have them sown in your little containers. You're going to overwinter them, and then you're going to pinch them out to get them bushy. So they will be the first off the starting blocks for next kind of summer.
Okay, some of the queries. When is the best time to prune plum trees?
Plum trees, you've missed the boat. They should be pruned in the summer straight after flowering. When they finish flowering and the leaves are all pushed out, that's when you do it, not in the winter.
So what does the guy do now, Alan?
Well, that's just, you'll just miss the boat for this year. See, if you do it now, you're opening the plant up to silver leaf disease, so really you can't do it.
Is it too late to cut back raspberry and blackcurrant bushes?
No, raspberry canes, if you've taken the raspberry canes, there's two kind of chances. One of the raspberry canes will give you fruit in the summer, and you take the fruit off it and you cut that cane right back down to the ground. The autumn fruiting raspberries, just take the raspberries and leave that cane till next February and then cut it back down to the ground.
I have some bald patches in the lawn. Is it too late in the year to dig out the old grass and reseed?
No, it's a grand time actually, because you feel that heat today. Now it's absolutely beautiful out there, and just dig the patch out, reseed, and just keep it watered for the minute. And what'll happen now? We're going to get, we've been lucky, and we're going to be lucky over this weekend, but we are going to get serious amounts of rain now, I'd say, shortly.
How can I get rid of a garden full of dandelions without using weed killer because of a crawling baby and cats that would walk any weed killer into the house and potentially the baby could ingest them?
Vinegar. So vinegar or apple cider vinegar onto the actual dandelion leaf. Don't put it onto the grass, just onto the dandelion leaves, and then they'll all shrivel up.
Just had my first time planting gladioli, which have finished blooming in the garden. Do I have to dig them up for the winter or can I leave them there? I'm in the sunny southeast, look at you.
No, yeah, lovely. They are as hardy as anything, so leave them where they are and let them die back naturally. They'll die back. You can take the old flower head off it, because there's nothing worse than seeing an owl flower head on it. So you can just take the flower head off, let them die back, and then when after the first frost, the leaves will just generally just die away.
Is there a reason for a delay in tomatoes ripening this year? Mine are mostly still green on the vine, and I had red ripe ones much earlier over the past 10 years.
We did a massive amount of heat last year, and light was intensity was huge. Just take some of the lower leaves off to expose the fruit to the sunshine, so they just need more light. And failing that, you'd be making a lot of green tomato chutney, green tomato chutney.
Okay, I have more moss than grass. How can I solve this problem?
It's a weed and feed situation, and you can put on an autumn feed now for your lawn. Failing that, there's many products out there, but Soil Renew is quite a good one in that you scatter it on the grass and it feeds the grass and then it crowds out the moss. It kills the moss as well, but it crowds out the moss, and it's not harmful to animals or anything like that.
I recently planted two hydrangea plants into the ground, and whilst one is thriving, the second was completely destroyed by slugs, I think. There were lots of holes in the leaves. Eventually all the leaves were gone and it seems dead now. I want to get another, and I'm wondering what's the best preventative plan against slugs?
Well, slugs, you get a hedgehog, is the only answer really. The slugs, it sounds like if one is doing really well and the other wasn't, it sounds like you might have had vine weevil in the planting pot before you put it in. So vine weevil will eat the roots, but they'll also eat the leaves, chunks out of the leaves, U-shaped notches in the leaves. If there's U-shaped notches rather than holes, then you had vine weevil.
I planted 5 peony roses about 3 years ago in the same bed. None of them are doing well. Only 2 have ever flowered, and only once poorly. Their leaves are scorched and diseased looking. I leave them in the ground over winter. Any advice?
They've dried out. You need a slightly less sunny position. So, you know, a little bit more dappled kind of shade. Even though they need sun, they don't need it all day. Heavily mulch them over winter and give them an owl feed and a water.
Any suggestions for feeding bulbs before storing them for the winter?
Yeah, you can give them while they're still in leaf. So you've got your maybe your
gladiola,
yeah. Whatever it is. Give them a water-based fertilizer, and that the leaves will then take that in. The bulb is the storage organ for next year's flower. So if you let the leaves die back naturally with the help of a bit of food, they'll flower beautifully for you next year.
The best time to cut back roses, and what can I do to keep on top of black spot on rose bushes? I've tried spraying and removing the diseased leaves, but they keep on coming back.
Okay, if the leaves hit the ground, then the spores will overwinter in the ground. So you need to take the leaves up that have dropped for a start off. Then you need to look at the shape of your rose in winter when it's naked. So just the stems, and cut out any crossing branches, because if there isn't air circulating, the rose is going to pick up much more disease.
Another one, I have raspberry plants. They got very little fruit, or I got very little fruit from them. What should I do?
You might cut them back at the wrong time. So again, if they give you raspberries in early summer, you take the raspberries, cut that cane right back down to the ground. If they give you fruit or raspberries in the kind of this time of the year, you take the raspberries, but then cut back that cane in February. So just could be a little bit of that sort of thing.
I hope to plant blackcurrant bushes in a new bed. I want to plant something that will prevent aphids and flies. Are there any plants I could put in beside the blackcurrants to deter these pests?
Some marigold, calendula. You could put in some Greek basil, which will... they're companion plants. They deter aphids.
We're not short of advice. Marie Staunton, thank you as ever for coming to studio.